What's going on, Fox Sports? My name is Jared Eastman. Welcome back to the Stay Connected podcast, your Central Jersey esports podcast. We're rocking out, talking about some major news in the esports community, as well as players. As I talked about in my last episode, I watched all the episodes that are out right now about the documentary series. We'll talk about that, but I have some minor things I want to talk about first. Let's get right into it right here on Fox Sports. All right, to kick things off, we have major news coming from TSM. Apparently, their CEO and founder, or co-founder, for TSM, which is an esports organization in like League of Legends, Valorant, they have teams all over that play. So what happened was he was fined and put on a two-year probation after an investigation by the North American region of League of Legends found out that he was bullying and harassing people. So this is major news because now he's been fined $75,000, which is insane. This is insane. I mean, obviously, this is what I was talking about last episode. If you missed it, I highly suggest you check it out because I talk about some major problems within the esports industry. One of them is the harassment, bullying, and just overall power dynamic that some of these people have in esports. And we'll be talking about this later because you kind of see some of this appear in the show, or I guess documentary series. It's a TV show that's shot in documentary series, I guess you could say. But no, this is the problem. And it's good that TSM acknowledged this, and I think now he has to show proof that he goes through sensitivity training. A hotline is being opened up for the players, athletes, as well as all staff. Because this didn't just revolve around the players. No, this was like staff. And you really want to make sure that situations like these don't happen. Because it can really cause problems within the industry. And esports doesn't need that. I mean, no industry really needs that. I mean, honestly. But it is good that the money that is being taken as a fine is also going to be donated to an anti-bullying or mental health charity, one of the two. So this is all coming from the Washington Post, which is actually really cool. But no, I mean, good on TSM for acknowledging the problem and getting it fixed. I mean, around a clap and a half to them. I mean, it's just crazy. But no, Riot is very well known for getting involved with stuff like this because it's just it's bad PR for them. I don't blame them. I mean, bullying and harassing. I mean, we had a guy, I can't even remember his name because he was such a, I can't even get into it. But he basically was claiming that he was the esports industry. And you know what? He was deplatformed. He lost everything. And good. People like that should. I just don't get it. But no, we're going to keep talking. Let's keep talking about something else that caught my eye, though. A well-known streamer is returning to the industry. His name is Shroud. If you know him, he's a Twitch streamer. He retired from esports back in 2018. He is one of the most well-known FPS streamers to date because of his skill and his analytics of the game is beyond real. And some of the plays he makes, he's been accused of cheating, I'm pretty sure. But it's not cheating. He's just that good. You know it's a problem. You know you're good when people are saying you're cheating, but it's just skill. So now he's actually going to be returning to CSGO playing professionally. This is absolutely crazy. He's going to be playing, I think, for the Sentinels, which is a huge add up to their roster. I mean, this is just insane news, and I'm definitely going to have to keep an eye on CSGO esports, where it's coming from here, now that Shroud's getting back involved. I'll actually have a reason to watch it, because I don't really have too many favorites, but if Shroud's coming up, you know, Sentinels, I don't know exactly where they stand on the brackets. But I can tell you, they'll probably rise. They'll probably rise from where they are if they're not already at the top. But we're going to keep talking. Let's move on to our main topic today. Players. The documentary shot-like series that was on Paramount Plus I watched 7 episodes because that's all that was released so far. What can I say about it other than I'm in love with it? Honestly, I thought at first going into it, like the opening shots and scenes in the first like 5 minutes, I thought I would hate it because the character is just so annoying. If you don't know what it's about, let me tell you. Players, released in 2022, it kind of follows this League of Legends team, you know, completely fabricated team called, what is it? It was on the tip of my tongue. Look at me, I'm forgetting it now. But either way, it follows this League of Legends team, a rookie team that in the beginning they were very good players. They were like the best, but then they said they were going to go on to like, you know, do all this great stuff, and it didn't really happen. So you're now following kind of the backlash of this, as well as seeing a young rookie who is a solo queue like god. And if you don't know what that means, there is a difference between like going in as like a full team or just playing by yourself or with a friend. You know, we call that solo duo queue. So somebody who's good at that might not exactly know how to operate in like a team setting. And you see concepts of that throughout the show of, all right, this person doesn't really know how to operate in the team. But you also see, which is kind of relating to what we were talking about earlier, the main person of the team is this player called Cream Cheese. He is what we hate to see in esports. He's an overconfident, kind of jerk-like player who just tries to bully and throw his weight around. I mean, it's a really shows off really good because, how do I say this in words? It kind of shows some actual problems in esports because we don't get to see this often. Some people just think that these players show up, you know, the day of, play video games and make hundreds of thousands of dollars. No, that's not how it is. This kind of shows the man behind the curtain, as you would put it, because you get to learn more about like management problems, because that is huge. You see huge management problems because I think the owner of the team for the League of Legends team, I think it's Fugitive. There it is. Fugitive Gaming, I think they're called. Yeah, that's it. So for Team Fugitive, the management behind it, I think he's like a sports entrepreneur. I think he like owns like one of the basketball, real life world basketball teams. So you see this like balance between like, oh, this is esports, you know, management doesn't really care. You see this power dynamic between the players and the management, which is a real life thing that you have to take into account. These teams are owned by, you know, giant corporations sometimes, and there's problems with that of communicating of what the players think is best for the team and what management thinks is best for the team. And you really see that, and I'm really excited for the season to wrap up because there's just drama that it's not everywhere. Of course not. This is like a, you know, fabricated for entertainment, but it also has some truth to it, I feel like. I mean, I'd love to see some players' reactions in actual, like, real-life esports. I'd love to see their reactions to this and, like, you know, kind of discern what's being over-exaggerated, what's being under-exaggerated, as well as some of the problems with this, because one of the main drama points that I will talk about without getting into major spoilers is this new player comes on the team and takes over a spot for one of the rostered players. That rostered player now goes to the academy, which is basically like training camp. It's kind of like, if I were to put a real life sports term into it, it's you're kind of on the bench. So, you know, practice, you know, have fun scrimmaging and like, you know, trying to like fine tune your skills, but you're not going to be playing in any main games. That's the best way I could, that's the best real life sports term that I could equate it to. And it's insane. We see a lot of backlash and a lot of kind of the lifestyle of some of these esports players. I mean, obviously for TV, you're never going to get 100% real life, because sometimes real life might be boring compared to, you know, a dramatized version. But it's definitely good to see. And I definitely love seeing the episodes and characters progress in this way that it's like, all right, maybe they'll work it out. Maybe they'll be able to come together. What I'd have to say is, you know, for a rating of 6.5 on IMDb, I think it's exactly where it's at. I'd probably give it a 7. 7 out of 10. I think it stays very friendly to the genre. Some things in it, little cringy, but you know what? What isn't? That's why I'm excited to see the movie One Up that I think released Friday. Yeah. So I'm excited to watch that when I get back from a vacation that I'm going on. It'll actually be a really fun vacation. I'm looking forward to it. But when I get back, it's going to be work mode, because I'm going to be picking apart that movie piece by piece, because you love to see esports content like this. I love to see it. Player still has episodes coming out. Oop, I accidentally kicked something. See, that's what happens. See, you guys don't see this because I don't do like video for this. But my feet are hanging above the ground. So I just have that habit of swaying my feet around. And sometimes I collide with like a metal piece that's under here and you get like a big sound. Or maybe you didn't hear anything and I just sold myself out. Let's keep talking about this. One of my favorite aspects of players actually is the coach, because this is something, you know, you don't see often of the player turned coach, because the actor who I believe's name is Eli Henry. Yes, Eli Henry. He plays Kyle Braxton, who is a former player of Fugitive, one of the, you know, co-founders of it. And he eventually turns into the coach of the team. And that happens far too often that people don't understand. That sometimes, and you see it in real life, like boxing, some of the best coaches are the best players of boxing because they know the mechanics inside and out. I mean, one of the most well-known and respected mid laners of League of Legend, his name was, See, every time I go to, like, name somebody I should know, I blank on it. Faker. There it is. Faker. See, right on the tip of my tongue. Faker, he was a well-known and one of the best mid laners, and probably still is one of the highest ranking, if not the best. He took a little while off and became the coach for his team. Eventually, you know, I think he left that, actually. I think he's now a player again, which is good, because you love to see his movements and everything. There's always so many highlight clips of him. But overall, seeing the struggle of being a player, now a coach, having to deal with management and watching your team kind of, in a way, tear itself apart like this, it's rough. It is rough to see. I mean, not that I have the skill to actually pull off being in a professional esports team. No, I would be dropped faster than I could be picked up. But I don't know. Players, I'm excited to see the rest of the episodes. I think if I said it earlier, there's 10 episodes. 7 have been released so far. I'm excited to see the remaining 3 and just kind of tear into them a little bit. I might mention it later on in future episodes when I actually am able to get through all of them. Let's move on, though, to a subtopic that I want to talk about, TFT. That's right, we're still talking about it because we had some major news actually recently. Because if you remember what I talked about in the episode dedicated to TFT, if you don't, highly suggest going back, checking it out right here on FoxSportsRadioNewJersey.com under the podcast, Stay Connected Podcast, so you could kind of stay up with what I'm actually talking about. So the TFT Astro Cup happened. We had the winner of that. congratulations to them. I think we're also coming up, if not already past, the Jade Cup that was supposed to happen. So I'm excited to, I have to check that up. I was more focused on getting ready to go away than watching TFT, but I have been ranking up a little bit. And now we have new patch notes. So right now I am, by the way, gold. I'm a gold player now. I have slugged my way all the way from bronze one. Oh, was I bronze one or did they put me at like bronze? I think I got started at bronze two. So the way ranking works in League of Legends and in most other ways is, actually no, I think it might actually just be like League of Legends that works like this. So you have like six ranks from iron to like master. Actually, it might be like six. Yeah. So each rank has four subdivisions of one, four being the lowest, one being the highest, and then you move up to your next division. Right now, I'm in gold. My next one is platinum. I'm gold four, so I'm at the worst division of gold. But I am in gold, and I'm happy about that, because that means I can't go back. Because they made that change, I want to say, a year ago? And it's honestly made me so much happier, because D-ranking is such a buzzkill. But now, I don't have to worry about that. Now I'm in gold, now all I have to do is get to platinum. And then I'll be at where I was a couple of years ago when I started playing TFT. And I'll be very happy about that. Couldn't do it last year. I hated the season. Hated the dynamics. And I hated the team comps. This one, I'm far more comfortable in. But now we have patch notes. Right, let's get into the fun of it. Patch notes for League of Legends. This is patch 12.13, I want to say. So I'm very excited because they're bringing mages back. Mages is one of the was one of the most well-known traits at the beginning of the season, mainly because mages were basically overpowered. I mean, you in a normal game, I'd say, you know, a normal game with like 10 people in it or like 8 people, whatever the lobby is, two out of the eight would go mages, or at least try to before, you know, realizing, oh, it's not going to work. Of course, TFT, as talked about in the episode dedicated, there's an RNG aspect that you have to look at. You might even get a game where three people are going the same composition, which is really hard to pull off. You have to be really lucky, but some people pull it off. And if you can, it all matters. It all matters of, I mean, what matters most is basically your gold and how you're able to keep up with stuff like RNG. You know, you might be in the late game and be like, oh, I need to transition into a different team because I'm not really getting what I need to and I'm going to lose at this point or wind up losing and it won't be good because that's the stuff you have to deal with in TFT and that's the stuff I have to deal with and I hate dealing with it. But you know what? Sometimes it works out in my favor, and sometimes I love it. But I feel like that's esports overall. It's the love-hate relationship. All right, we're going to wrap up actually a little bit early for today. But thank you for coming to the Stay Connected podcast. Thank you for listening. And if you're listening on FoxSportsRadioNewJersey.com, check out our let's try that one again. Check out our other episodes. There we go. Got to slow it down just a little bit. Check out our episodes. We're always giving, you know, helpful advice for esports. Always talking about the next big topic. And next episode, you know, I actually don't have a topic picked out. So it's going to be a little bit of a mystery episode. But I hope to see you there. And I hope to see you next Sunday. Same time, same place as always. Have a happy Sunday. And I hope everyone has a happy week. We should be getting a lot of sun. So I'm excited for it. Let's kick it up. Keep going right here on Fox Sports.